So, Representative Garish, as a co-sponsor, would you like to present this bill for us?
Thank you, Senator Rosen, Representative Warren, greatest committee again under the dome. If I would have known I was going to be doing this today, I would have brought chocolate. I know the unwritten rule, so I apologize. Happy to be here today on behalf of my colleague, Representative Trey Stewart. And he represents District 147. And before you today is LD 102, an act to make a person convicted of a crime liable for payment of investigative and prosecutorial costs. The principal intent of this proposal is to provide property tax relief for law-abiding Mainers while supporting local law enforcement. Everyone in this room knows that Maine people are crying out for tax relief. We have a high income tax coupled with high local property taxes, and people who play by the rules and follow the laws should not have to carry an additional tax burden due to the bad behavior of those who break our laws and commit crimes. LD 102 is not about punishing anyone. It is instead about requiring the people who are responsible for escalating the expense of state and local government to repay their communities for the full costs incurred as a result of their criminal actions. In communities across Maine, including in Presque Isle, their police department, fire departments, first responders, and local prosecutors are continually asked to do more to address greater and increasingly complex threats in a resource-constrained environment. Nonetheless, providing more resources to investigate and prosecute criminals drives up the burden on property taxpayers, including seniors on fixed incomes who are already struggling to pay their monthly bills and stay in their homes. If approved as written, LD 102 would amend the Maine Criminal Code to require that a court impose on a person convicted of a crime under the code a fine of an amount equal to the actual cost of investigation and prosecution of the crime for which the person is convicted that have been incurred by the Office of the Attorney for the State, a law enforcement agency, or any other governmental entity that requests payment of such costs. Costs recovered under this provision must be returned to the Office of the Attorney for the State, law enforcement agency, or governmental entity that incurred the costs and must be used for actual costs incurred by such entities in investigating and prosecuting criminal cases. Representative Stewart's rationale for bringing this initiative forth stems from feedback from a constituent who previously served as a sheriff in Florida. Accordingly, he was informed that these laws are already in effect in their criminal justice system. Thus, language from their statute was utilized in crafting this very bill. After this bill's language was printed, he received several suggestions for improvement. He looks forward to addressing those suggestions and concerns during the work session so a sensible bill can be passed that ensures criminals reimburse Maine taxpayers for the cost of righting their wrongs while protecting Maine's elderly and providing needed financial support to local law enforcement. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Garish. Are there any questions? Representative Reckitt? You can try.
Oh. my question, it's an overall theoretical question. How realistic is this? I'm thinking about the crimes in which I know people are have civil or whatever penalty that's financial, and oftentimes can't pay it, or in the case of the perpetrators of domestic abuse, it's often the victim who ends up having to pay the fines, which is not right either. So I don't know where the I don't get whether it's realistic at all to do this. Or whether we're looking at trying to set up a little mini debtor's prison to pay these fines.
I think there are a couple people in the room that will be able to answer that question.
Good.
When the time
I think
comes.
There are some states that do it, but we'll leave that to others. Thank you.
Thank you.